Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Rufus M. by Eleanor Estes. Narrated by Christina Moore.
Chapter 1. Rufus M. Rufus M. That's the way Rufus wrote his name on his heavy arithmetic paper and on his blue-lined spelling paper. Rufus M. went on one side of the paper. His age, 7, went on the other. Rufus hadn't learned to write his name in school, though that's one place for learning to write. He hadn't learned to write his name at home, either, though that's another place for learning to write. The place where he had learned to write his name was the library, long ago, before he ever went to school at all. This is the way it happened. One day, when Rufus had been riding his scooter up and down the street, being the motorman, the conductor, the passengers, the steam, and the whistle of a locomotive, he came home and found Joey, Jane, and Sylvie all reading in the front yard. Joey and Jane were sitting on the steps of the porch, and Sylvie was sprawled in the hammock, a book in one hand, a chocolate-covered peppermint in the other. Rufus stood with one bare foot on his scooter and one on the grass and watched them. Sylvie read the fastest. This was natural, since she was the oldest. But Joey turned the pages almost as fast, and Jane went lickety-cut on the good parts. They were all reading books, and he couldn't even read yet. These books they were reading were library books. The library must be open today. It wasn't open every day, just a few days a week. "I want to go to the library," said Rufus. "And get a book," he added. "We all just came home from there," said Jane, while Joey and Sylvie merely went on reading as though Rufus had said nothing. "Besides," she added, "why do you want a book anyway? You can't even read yet." This was true, and it made Rufus mad. He liked to do everything that they did. He even liked to sew if they were sewing. He never thought whether sewing was for girls only or not. When he saw Jane sewing, he asked Mama to let him sew, too. So Mama tied a thread to the head of a pin, and Rufus poked that in and out of a piece of goods. That's the way he sewed. It looked like what Jane was doing, and Rufus was convinced that he was sewing too, though he couldn't see much sense in it. Now here were the other Moffats, all with books from the library. And there were 3 more books stacked up on the porch that looked like big people's books without pictures. They were for Mama, no doubt. This meant that he was the only one here who did not have a book. "I want a book from the library," said Rufus. A flick of the page as Sylvie turned it over was all the answer he got. It seemed to Rufus as though even Catherine the Cat gave him a scornful glance because he couldn't read yet and didn't have a book. Rufus turned his scooter around and went out of the yard. Just wait. Read? Why, soon he'd read as fast, if not faster, than they did. Reading looked easy. It was just flipping pages. Who couldn't do that? Rufus thought that it wasn't hard to get a book out of the library. All you did was go in, look for a book that you liked, give it to the lady to punch, and come home with it. He knew where the library was, for he had often gone there with Jane and some of the others. While Jane went off to the shelves to find a book, he and Joey played the game of Find the Duke in the Palmer Cox Brownie books. This was a game that the two boys had made up. They would turn the pages of one of the brownie books, any of them, and try to be the first to spot the Duke, the brownie in the tall hat. The library lady thought that this was a noisy game and said she wished they wouldn't play it there. Rufus hoped to bring a brownie book home now. "Toot, toot," he sang to clear the way. Straight down Elm Street was the way to the library, the same way that led to Sunday school, and Rufus knew it well. He liked sidewalks that were white the best, for he could go the fastest on these. Toot, toot! Rufus hurried down the street. When he arrived at the library, he hid his scooter in the pine trees that grew under the windows, beside the steps. Christmas trees, Rufus called them. The ground was covered with brown pine needles, and they were soft to walk upon. Rufus always went into the library the same way. He climbed the stairs and circled the light on the granite arm of the steps, and marched into the library. Rufus stepped carefully on the strips of rubber matting that led to the desk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?